The Nature Stories podcast, where people and place intersect.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.
Putting wild places on the radio is almost impossible. I've been trying to do it for years, and it just doesn't translate. All the sound is cliche, and the descriptions fall flat no matter how well you write it. But putting that feeling when you're alone in a place like this and not so in control, I guess, is about humility. And maybe that's what the Great Bear Rainforest has to offer. Me, anyway.
I'm Samantha Brown, and you're listening to the Nature Stories podcast, curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Starting this week, we'll feature pieces from a new public radio series, Stories from the Heart of the Land, which considers the connection between people and the natural world. Up now, a piece from a journalist experiencing the wild and wildness. Here's series host Jay Allison.
We start with Elizabeth Arnold, a former White House reporter, now based in Alaska, standing by a river with a tape recorder. She is alone. Well, not exactly alone.
I'm in this place that some people want to call the Great Bear Rainforest, and there are lots of bears around. Lots of bears. I'm standing on a riverbank here, and it stinks. The smell is just overwhelming of dead salmon. There's a bear about 20 feet from me. Pretty intent on fishing, but I'm starting to back up. Okay, there's a huge grizzly bear. It just came out of nowhere. And I'm really hoping. Oh, God. It's right there. Okay. I'm not going to move. God, where did he come from? God, he's coming this way. I think I'm at a safer distance now, but who the hell knows in a place like this? You know, and that's the thing about wild places is you get lulled into, you know, the cliche part of it all where the bald eagles are above you and the snow-capped mountains are all around you, and then something like that happens, and it's just, it's wild. That's the part of it that makes it so special. Jesus.
Elizabeth Arnold is fine, by the way. She made it out of the Great Bear Rainforest. To learn more about this piece, go to heartoftheland.org. This podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. Our music is composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. Join me next week to hear a piece about what happens when a man who fears nature goes camping. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.